You're listening to a message from Victory. Join us as we dive into the book of Romans to understand more about the power of the gospel in our series, The Gospel Explained.
Hello, Victory Metro East. Ako po si James and I'm one of the pastors. Welcome to the week 12 of the Gospel Explained series, and we are studying the book of Romans. Today, we will be learning about life in the Holy Spirit in Romans chapter 8. Our initial reading is Romans chapter 8 verses 1 to 4, and we will get insights until verse 14 in this chapter. So let me read Romans chapter 8 verse 1 to 4. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Tayo po ay sumandaling manalangin. Ama naming nasa langit, kami po ay nagpapasalamat sa pag-aaral po ng inyong mga salita. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to be our teacher today. Give us understanding, give us insight, and enable us to apply your very words. We give you praise and we commit this time in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, let me start this message by showing us a picture of a diamond ring. It is so beautiful and so precious. In fact, this type of diamond ring is sold for almost ₱500,000. It will surely be a joy for someone to have a diamond ring. And in Romans chapter 8, many Christians regard this chapter as the greatest chapter of all the Bible. Many commentators quote a German author by the name of Spener, who many years ago said it this way: if the Holy Scripture was a ring and the Epistle to the Romans its precious stone, then Romans chapter 8 would be the sparkling point of the jewel. So Romans chapter 8 is really a very significant chapter in the book of Romans. And in verse 1, it says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Paul began chapter 8 with the word therefore. And he was referring to the previous chapter when he said, in fact, a couple of verses prior to verse 1 of Romans 8, it says in Romans 7 verse 24 and 25, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So then I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. So in verse 1 of Romans 8, it's clear that in Christ, those who belong to Christ, there is no more condemnation. In Christ, we receive justification and not condemnation. Justification means we are declared not guilty and we are made righteous before God in Christ. Do you know that our justification is the work of the triune God? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They were working together in unity for us to be justified. In fact, in verse 3 of Romans 8, for God has done what the law weakened by the flesh could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. So God the Father sent God the Son, Jesus Christ, in the likeness of sinful flesh. And the Bible says He condemned sin in the flesh. He condemned sin, okay, in His body on the cross. In the New Living Translation, it powerfully said this statement, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving His Son as a sacrifice for our sins. And so, because of Jesus Christ, we are no longer condemned. Verse 4 says, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The Son of God, Jesus Christ, fulfilled the righteous requirement of the law in us and for us. Wow! Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done for us. Because of what Christ has done, now we can walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. You know, Paul mentioned the word walk many times. The word walk really is an action word. To walk is to take a specific course of action, whether in the direction of good or evil. So to walk according to the Spirit is to walk in a specific course of action in the direction of the Holy Spirit. To walk according to the Holy Spirit is a new kind of walk, bagong paglalakad. Why? Because in Romans chapter 8, verse 2, for the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. So in Christ, the Spirit of God freed us from the power of sin and death. You know, the word Spirit here is capital letter S. It is the Holy Spirit. And so allow me to keep saying the word Holy Spirit because we are more familiar with it instead of just the Spirit. You know, by the power of the Holy Spirit, the shackles of the power of sin and death has been broken. You know, there was a movie way back in the 90s. And there was this guy by the name of William Wallace. And he was fighting for the freedom of his country. And you know what he said at the last part of the movie, Braveheart? You know what he said? Freedom! You know, real freedom is not just a shout of freedom, but real freedom is the freedom that the Holy Spirit gives to us in Christ. Praise God. The Spirit, the Holy Spirit, gave us freedom of a new life in Christ. You know, you might say, Pastor, the struggle is real with sin. Yes, there is a struggle. Yes, there's a sin. But there's a Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, that can set us free from the shackles of sin. In fact, the Holy Spirit is so real. Why? Because we are in Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:16, 17. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy and you are that temple. The Holy Spirit is so real that He dwells in us. The moment that we receive Jesus and trusted in Jesus as our Savior and Lord, the Holy Spirit dwells in us. We can live holy because of the Holy Spirit dwelling inside of us. In fact, in Romans 8 verse 9, it says, you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If, in fact, the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ. The Apostle Paul used these words, Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, they're just one and the same, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Christ. So what does it say? We do not belong to Christ if we do not have the Holy Spirit. We are not in Christ if we do not have the Holy Spirit. So to be a Christian is to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in us. You know, the Holy Spirit is God. He is a person that He deserves to be worshipped. He is co-equal, co-eternal, co-existent with God the Father and God the Son. And the Holy Spirit is also omnipotent. In fact, in Romans 8:11, if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. So imagine the power of the Holy Spirit who raised Christ Jesus from the dead. So in this verse, the Holy Spirit who dwells in us will also bring resurrection to our bodies. Imagine the power of the Holy Spirit. It set us free from the power of sin and death. So, because in Christ, the Holy Spirit dwells in us, and by His power, we can walk according to the Holy Spirit. I like what the Message Bible say in Romans 8 verse 4, in the latter part of that verse, regarding walking according to the Holy Spirit. You know what it says? Instead of redoubling our own efforts, simply embrace what the Spirit is doing in us. So to walk according to the Holy Spirit is to embrace what the Holy Spirit is doing in us. The question is, how do we walk according to the Holy Spirit? How do we embrace what the Holy Spirit is doing in us? So allow me to give two ways we can walk according to the Holy Spirit. In verse 5 of Romans 8, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. The first way we can walk according to the Holy Spirit is we set our minds on the things of the Holy Spirit. Set our minds on, that's a statement. What does this mean? You know, it can be translated to these following words. First, to let one's mind dwell on. Next, to keep thinking about. And then third, to fix one's attention to. That's what this statement, set our minds on, mean. And I remember last year, the Avengers Endgame. I'm sure if not all of us watch the movie, many of us watch the movie not just once, but twice, even thrice. You know, I remember people were rushing toward the cinemas. And when we were watching the movie, this movie was like 3 hours long. And no one stood for the whole 3 hours of watching the movie Avengers Endgame. You know why? The minds of the people were set to watch and to see what will be the end game look like. Kaya po, setting our minds will determine our walk. Yes, our mindset will determine our walk. If a person has an idle mind, that person will sit and do nothing. But if a person has a diligent mind to learn, then that person will be productive. So to set our minds is a choice. You know, the Holy Spirit wants to walk with us. The Holy Spirit wants us to walk with Him, rather. When we need to choose to set our minds on the things of the Holy Spirit. And as we do that, the Holy Spirit will enable us to walk with Him. But we need to choose to set our minds on the things of the Holy Spirit. You know, I like what this theologian Martin Lloyd-Jones explained. The term mindset, or setting our minds, includes not just only thought and understanding, it includes the affections, the emotions, the desires, and the objects of pursuit. So to set our minds on the things of the Holy Spirit is to pursue the Holy Spirit and what He wants. The Holy Spirit wants us to have the fruit of the Holy Spirit, right? Galatians 5, 22, 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. So to set our minds to pray and ask the Holy Spirit to produce the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control will come as we set our minds to pray and ask from the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit desire for us to bear this fruit. Kumusta po yung love, the spirit of love? Kumusta po yung spirit of joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control? You know, the Holy Spirit, as we set our minds on Him, He will not just let us bear that fruit. He will make sure we will grow in that fruit as well. The Holy Spirit, I believe, also wants us to be aligned to right way of thinking. Tamang pag-iisip. Maayos na pag-iisip. Philippians 4:8, Paul said, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things." So ano ay kailangan isipin? Ito, itong walong mga words na to. What is true? What is honorable? What is lovely? What is just? What is pure? What is commendable? What is excellence? What is praiseworthy? Let's think of these things. That's what the Holy Spirit wants us to think. That's setting our minds on the things of the Holy Spirit. So if we are entertaining sin in our minds, then I'm sure that's not what the Holy Spirit wants. Right? If we are not thinking what is commendable, if we are not thinking what is pure, if we are not thinking what is not honorable, what is not true, what is not just, what is not lovely, what is not excellence, what is not praiseworthy, the Holy Spirit doesn't want all of this, right? So what do? If we entertain this in our minds, we need to have that mindset to come to the Lord in a posture of humility and repentance, and let the Holy Spirit align us once again to what He wants. Amen? In Romans chapter 8, verse 6, we can see here the important things about setting our minds on the Holy Spirit. It says, "For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace." So we have life and we have peace as we set our minds on the things of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of life, and He gives us new life in Christ. Now, because of that new life we have in Christ, we can connect with God, we can commune with God, we can fellowship with our Father, we can be intimate with Him. And the Holy Spirit gives us peace as well. Peace with God, peace of God, and we can have peace with others. In verse 7, Romans 8, "For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot." So the mind of that you know, yung hindi po Christian, it's hostile to God. It does not submit to the law of God. But to the follower of Jesus, to the Christian, to those who are in Christ, to those who belong to Christ, we can submit to God. So we submit to God as we set our minds on the things of the Holy Spirit. We submit to the law of God, the Word of God. The law of God is perfect, right? Reviving the soul, the psalmist says. Verse 8, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. So on the contrary, again, we please God as we set our minds on the things of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because we are already in Christ. We have new life in Christ. We can now please God. We want God to be happy, right? Gusto natin maging masaya ang ating Panginoon. Kaya nga, in victory, we always say we honor God. It's the same as we want to please God. He is our Father in heaven who saved us and who loves us unconditionally and who is disposed to show us His favor. So how can we please God? You know, there's one way, one of the ways we can please God is the word faith. Hebrews 11:6, and without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. So faith is completely trusting in God. Faith pleases God. That person watching right now, you watching right now, you are a person of faith. You are a man and a woman, or a woman who pleases God. So by faith, we set our minds on the things of the Holy Spirit, because I believe it pleases our God. So this is the first way that we can walk according to the Holy Spirit. The second way we can walk according to the Holy Spirit is found in Romans 8:14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So we walk according to the Holy Spirit as we are led by the Holy Spirit. In God's Word translation, Romans 8:14, it says, certainly all who are guided by God's Spirit are God's children. So the Holy Spirit is our leader and our guide. You know, in this pandemic that we are in for 5 months now, we are all aware that our government is leading us and guiding us regarding quarantine measures, right? The quarantine measures like stay home, stay safe. We have to wear face masks. We have to wear face shields now. Okay, we are now required to wear face shield outside our houses when we go out. And, you know, have frequent hand washing and physical distancing. And I realize that our government are doing all this because they want to make sure we will not get infected by the virus. The same way with, you know, as I relate the Holy Spirit in our lives, that the Holy Spirit leads and guides us. You know why? Ezekiel 36 verse 27 say, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. So the Holy Spirit leads and guides us so we can obey God. That's the heart of our Father in heaven, to obey Him. Question. Is there something that the Lord is speaking to you right now that you need to obey? You know, we can obey as we yield, as we surrender to the leading of the Holy Spirit. Pastor, ang hirap mag-obey kay God. You know what's the good news? The good news is the Holy Spirit can empower us to obey God. Yes. You heard me. The Holy Spirit will give us the enablement to obey our Father in heaven. So it is important for us to fellowship with the Holy Spirit so that we will yield, we will learn to yield to His leading and His guidance so we can obey God. Amen? Question again, do we invite and do we involve the Holy Spirit in our day-to-day? In our workplace maybe, at home, whatever we're doing, or doing our daily chores maybe. Are we fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit? Are we inviting the Holy Spirit? Are we involving the Holy Spirit in our decisions, in our plans, and as we process things in life? Are we seeking His guidance and are we seeking His leading? You know what Jesus said to His followers in John 16:13? When the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will declare to you the things that are to come. So the Holy Spirit guides and leads us into all the truth. Katotohanan. Hindi tayo lilituhin ng Holy Spirit. Hindi tayo pababayaan ng Holy Spirit. Hindi tayo dadayain ng Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit will never contradict the Word of God. You know, I remember one time when we were driving with my family from the north, from Ilocos, going to Bulacan, and halfway through our travel, we had to have a restroom break. And accidentally, nailock po yung car at naiwan po yung susi ng car sa loob. You know, imagine that. You are traveling and you lock the car with the car key inside. And so, you know, what immediately impressed in my mind is to it's Psalm 121, verse 1 and 2. I look up my eyes on the hill, where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. And so we began to call God to help us. And as we did that, you know, out of the blue, somebody approached us and asked us what's happening. So we told the person that, you know, we accidentally left the car key inside and we locked the car. You know, that person offered help immediately. And in just a few minutes, that person was able to open the car, to unlock the car. Well, I don't know what's the job of the person, but in God's divine providence, He used that person to help us. But ultimately, God was really our help, right? The Holy Spirit led us as we sought the Holy Spirit's leading. And so the Holy Spirit also lead and guide us as we study the Word of God together. You know, I like what it says in Acts 17:11. Now the Berean Jews were of more noble character than those in Thessalonica, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. Imagine that. These people were, yes, they were eager to learn the word, and yet, but what they did is they studied the word together. So, studying the Word of God together protect us from twisting the truth. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. He leads and guides us to study the Word of God together. That's why in Every Nation World, you know, our founder, Pastor Steve Merle, would always say that it's mission that draws us together. It's relationship that keeps us together. It's doctrine is studied together, and experience is judged together. And so that's why we value studying the Word of God together. We value discipleship groups where we study the Word of God together and encourage one another to pursue what the Holy Spirit wants in our lives. So I'm plugging in this to invite you, if you are not yet part of a discipleship group, join us so that we can study the Word of God together and let's grow in the Word of God together, because that's what the Holy Spirit is leading us to do, is guiding us to do. So as in summary, we walk according to the Holy Spirit as we set our minds on the things of the Holy Spirit. We walk according to the Holy Spirit as we are led by the Holy Spirit. And so I would like to just post these application questions for us. Who are the people in our church community that we can walk with according to the Holy Spirit? Are we developing our fellowship with the Holy Spirit and yielding to His leading and guidance? So let these questions be personal reflections for us, because in Christ, we live by the Spirit to please God. Amen? I would like to pray right now for some of us, maybe as you have been watching this message and maybe God is impressing upon you about a certain sin that you have entertained in your mind, or maybe you have somehow disobeyed the leading or the guidance of the Holy Spirit. You know, there is no condemnation. In Christ, there is restoration. And so I would like to pray for you right now that God will restore you. Amen? Let's pray right now. Pray this. Let's pray. Father, we come to you with humility and repentance. And we ask you, Lord, for your forgiveness. Lord, cleanse our minds from any sin, from any disobedience, in the name of Jesus. If we have entertained, Lord, things in our minds that's not pleasing before you, Lord, may you remove them in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you. We receive your forgiveness in Jesus' name. Can you just lay your hands on your head right now? Lay your hands like this. Lord, we lay our hands on our head. And Lord, we ask you and we commit our mind to you right now. I pray that you enable us to set our minds on the things of the Holy Spirit. Enable us to fill our minds with your truth, with your word, with what's important to you, Lord. So we commit our minds and we ask you that you protect our minds from anything that is not from you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's lay our hands on our hearts. Lord, we lay our hands on our hearts. And Lord, we commit our hearts to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you will make our hearts receptive and sensitive to your leading, O Holy Spirit, so that we would continue to walk with you, Lord, and that we would continue to please God in our lives. This I pray in Jesus' name, amen. I would like to pray also for another group of people. You know, Jesus Christ condemned sin on the cross so we can be free to walk according to the Holy Spirit. The only way we can begin walking according to the Holy Spirit is to trust in Jesus and receive Him as our Savior and Lord. So pray with me right now if you want to trust in Jesus and receive Him as Savior and Lord. Let's pray right now. Lord Jesus, we come to you and we say thank you that you saved us from our sins on the cross. You condemned sin, Lord, in your body on that cross so that we can live free from the power of sin and live a new life in you, Lord. So I open my heart right now and I trust you, Jesus, as my Savior, as my Lord. From this day onwards, in Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations. If you prayed trusting in Jesus and received Him as your Savior and Lord, please do connect with us. There are phone numbers flash on the screen that you can contact us with, or dun po sa Victory Metro East Facebook page. Please connect with us so that we can help you walk according to the Holy Spirit, because we are now in Christ. Before we close our worship service, we would like to invite you to listen to our newly released album entitled Tahanan. Yeah, and we have launched it last Friday. This album is all Tagalog worship songs that we love from Victory Worship. And so we hope that through singing these worship songs, we can be in the safe place of God's presence even at home. So listen to this album on Spotify and on Apple Music. So with that, let me just speak blessing to all of us in 2 Corinthians 13:14. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. In Jesus' name, Amen. Well, God bless you. We'll see you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.